Our perspective is the klut on how we look at mitzvahs. And we said that every mitzvah we're doing is an act of giving, and we're trying more and more to be givers and not takers in this area. Okay, it's a rechavoided, it's not something that happens overnight. And as we go through the Sefer more and more, you'll see the Sefer's built with lots of chazor and lots of repetition for a reason. We'll come back to it, we'll deal with it.
No, take it.
And therefore we said a Jew doesn't take for the sake of taking. He only takes in order to be able to give back to Hashem, whatever that means. A person now serves Hashem 24 hours a day. Gamshu yishen. When I'm sleeping, I'm not serving Hashem. Yes, you are. He takes from this world the pleasure of sleep with the kavana that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyochol is getting benefit from that. Why? Because when he sleeps, he's rested, he can now serve Hashem better. When he's serving Hashem better, he's giving Hashem to give to him the reward that Hashem wanted to give him. All the physical needs that a person has, he takes those needs, that's not taking. Because his kavon is to use that to give back to Hashem. In all your ways you should know Hashem. That means everything you're doing, have Hashem in mind. When a person goes to sleep properly, if he goes to sleep the way a Jew is supposed to go to sleep, Jew goes to sleep saying Kriya Shema Lamita, goes through with the right kavanah. You know, it's an amazing thing. The Jewish day starts when? It doesn't make sense. The night is a time of rest, a time of recuperating. Why do you have that at the beginning of the day? You have that at the end of the day when you're tired. A goy gets home from work, he has a beer, he watches a game, he goes to sleep. Why? To recuperate from the day. That's why his day starts in the morning when he wakes up. Now he's got a day ahead of him and then the rest is afterwards. That makes sense, right? A Jew, it's not like that. The night time is hachana, preparation for the day. That's what starts at night. Night's not to recuperate from the day. There's that side benefit for sure, no one's saying not. But that's not the purpose. A Jew, when he goes to sleep, has to be clear that he's going to sleep in order to prepare himself for the next day. He should wake up rested so he can serve Hashem. He's not recuperating from the day. As well, Shabbos is not a day to recuperate from the week that's gone. It's a chana for the week that's coming. That's got to be a stuklut. When a Jew goes to bed properly, he does cheshbon, he thinks how he wants to wake up in the morning, he thinks what he wants to do with the day tomorrow, he thinks, if I don't go to sleep now, I'm not going to be able to do what I'm supposed to do tomorrow. So he goes to sleep with the correct attitude, then he says Kriya Shema, he's makabel omalchu shamayim, he knows I'm not milvod, and he goes to sleep on a nice Jewish bed, and all the time he's sleeping, he's dovuk to Hashem, because the whole act of sleeping is a giving, not a taking. But he goes to sleep at night because he's had a rough day and he's wiped out or whatever, he doesn't give any thought to what he's going to do with his sleep tomorrow. And Pinkus used to say, he slept in a goyisha bed. Because the goy goes to sleep at night to recuperate from the day before. The Jew goes to sleep at night to prepare. The principle here is, to the extent that a Jew gives and doesn't take, as we mentioned many times, when you're giving, you're like Hashem, when you're taking, you couldn't be further from Hashem. So the more that a Jew gives and stops taking, the more he becomes like Hashem. And we get more and more close to him, we cleave more and more to him. Zui Takhli Sabriya, that's the whole reason why the world was created. The whole world was created to give. Shetiz Galem Midastoivis Barach Aleinu, Usagadoyle Beyaisa. That Hashem's Midastoivis should be revealed in the world more and more and more. Kach Shinu Chachomim Mamsech to Shabbos Amar Rav Hamanuna. Kolam Ispano Be'erev Shabbos Vayu Vayechudu. So every daven's Friday night, you daven Ma'ariv on Friday night, and you say Vayuchulu, Ma'ala v'kosev kilu nase shutef l'kodesh bohu b'maisav reishis. You said Vayuchulu, you now got shares in the business. Yeah, you now partner. You're an equal partner in my separation, because you said Vayechulu. Yeah? You gave the Amazon $50 and now you have 50% shares in Amazon. That's what it's meant. Vayechulu, what's Vayechulu? You said Vayechulu, well done, big deal. You didn't even say to part, you read it. Now you're a partner in my separation, that's like buying $50 worth of shares in him, and if only I could tell you you're an equal partner. You understand this? V'chein amru chazal, kol adon din emes lamitoy. Someone who's done din emes, a dayan, who's done din emes lamitoy. Nas ashutav lakol esbolko, but my separations. V'adesh divrei chazal, she's curious, ashut v'z davke binyonim eilu, mashmoi samdi shishne yichidioi k'tvorim anal. If chazal teach ashutav for my separations, davke in these two areas, v'yuchulu v'don din emes, there must be something unique about these two things. Doesn't say that about everything. Doesn't say someone who puts on tzitzis becomes a shooter for my celebrations. Chazal, in the Masechet Shabbos, in two different places, teach this your sword. Shebehem, these two areas, mitpadei yoisachele kanam, the shooter for my celebrations. The partnership that a Yid Bochu is expressed in each area is more than anywhere else. Ulam alibet emes alidei kol asil shol rotzen Hashem, adam nasa shooter for my celebrations. Based on what we said now, what's unique about these, when you do the rots and a shim, I say shoot the vishes. How many a good qualities, levels, milos, there are to those that do the rots and a boyre. Umamash b'maseyuna se shutuf la korish bochu b'aisabreshis. And Mamash, when he does the Rots and Hashem, becomes a partner with Hashem in my celebrations. Boine Olamas Butuvosoi Umachrivin Berayosoi. He builds worlds when he does the right thing, and he destroys world when he does not good things. Kikach Chokok Baroilam Shiakol Nidon Lifemai Sodom. Because that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. That everything happens and is judged according to our deeds. Kabayim Meshore Tehillim Kol Shosa Tachas Roglov. David HaMelech says Kol Shosa Tachas Roglov. Mashmois Apostle Ki Isha Oilam Kulu Mushpa L'Toyve Maasis Maisa Tov Kol Maisa Tov Mashpil L'Toyve. Every good thing a person does, it has a positive benefit. And every Maisa Lotov has a Chas V'Chilil the opposite. I'm the Neshefer. Nefesh HaChaim Barich, which way he discusses this. Now we know Chazal doesn't exaggerate. Shutuf kovan noise the shutuf mamash. The Yoros Dvash said the words mamash. Mamash b'maseh nasa shutuf lakosh bokh maseh breishis. He has to say it, but Chazal don't have to say mamash, because when Chazal says something, I mean mamash. Kloima shutuf sheyesh lo chelek shova b'mifal or b'chush hamushutaf. What does it mean, a partner? A partner means we have equal shares in this business, in this factory, in this endeavor. Kol ma'aseh shelo lagav ha'esek hamashutaf hu mashmuti. Whatever he does, whatever ends he takes on behalf of the partnership, is the whole business is doing it. Kefi shenivsach b'shulchan aruch ha'shel mishpat shutef masha osu osui. The shutef, what he does, the whole partnership's responsible for it. God said, it was he done it. You're a shutuf. That means whatever you do halachically has ramifications for the entire endeavor, not just your half. Everybody's responsible for everything. Adam lokeach shutuf letzerech hashlomas mataroisav letzerech hasiyas poleishu eni yoichel asoisan levado. Everybody knows you don't take a partner if you don't need one. Correct? Anybody ever took a partner that you never needed? You're going to be out of your mind. Lawyers make their panosa from partnerships. They write the contracts up in the beginning, they deal with the breakups in the end. You take a partner because you need one. Either he has expertise that you don't have, or he has money that you don't have. He has something that you don't have, and why does he come into the business? Because you have something he doesn't have. But partnerships are never lechatchila. If you can do it on your own, don't take a partner. As kach la'avdil boro kolosh bochus olomot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created his world and he created Avodim. They are the generally. They're the workers in the factory. They do what they're supposed to do and they get a check at the end of the month for doing what they're supposed to do. They get the instruction manual, do this, push this, don't do this, try not to destroy the world, and just do what you're supposed to do. At the end of the month, you get paid. The Goyish world does this via the Kim of Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. They're not shutfin. They're poalim. They're avodim. Hashutfin haim am Yisrael. Hamashlimim esabriyali de kiyum ha-toyr va-mitzvahs. Klal Yisrael are partners because we complete the bria via the kiyum of ha-mitzvahs. We don't maintain the bria through the kiyum of ha-mitzvahs. We mashlim the bria through our mitzvahs. Rak b'schus ha-moylem kayim. And it's only in the merit of Klal Yisrael that the world exists. No one keeps a factory going in order to pay the workers. If you have a factory, it's because it's producing something. It's producing something. The factory that's just working and working and working and not producing anything, unless you're a big boss and you want to give these guys work to do and you'll pay them, but most people don't run a factory for the workers. That's why there's unions. If people would care about their workers as much as they cared about themselves, you wouldn't need unions. But no one has started a factory to keep the workers busy. You start a factory because you want to make profit. What can you do? You need workers. You take workers. So they're going to maintain the factory. So they're going keeping Shimon less than enough. But the partners are the ones that are checking for profit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in such a way that kiviyochel, there are things he can't do without us. Obviously, Hashem's kol yochel, he can do what he wants. So we have to understand what does it mean that Hashem has shutfim b'may sabreishis. A shutfim is somebody that comes to fulfill a lack that you have. Of course, Bog doesn't have any lacks. Of course, Bog can do whatever he wants. So how can we talk about us being a part of the concept of shutfim? Doesn't make any sense. But that we'll have to understand. A little coming to terms with how you can give as well. Keitzad po'iles shutfim zoi. How does this partnership work? It's Kamuli Il Tachli Sabriel Haiti. What did Kosh Baruch create the world? What did Kosh Baruch create the world? To give. Derech Atoiv Laitiv. Kosh Baruch Hu Bore Salama Boyfun Shibo Nivra Shet Chaselo Ha'atova Kosh Baruch Hu Yaitiv Imoy. Kosh Baruch Hu created creatures that are lacking in order that he should be able to give them what they're lacking. And there's nothing more lacking than a human being. And what is the ultimate good? What does Hashem want to give us? Himself. The relationship with Him. There's only one problem. If He gives it to you for nothing, it's not the ultimate good. There's bread of shame in there. Therefore, the reward you're getting is to be a kinyan, a personal kinyan, and not a present, not to be a reward. Therefore, Hashem gave us 613 mitzvahs. If we'll withstand the test and we'll do what we're supposed to do, then you got this reward, alpidin, you earned it. Why am I getting schar for putting on tefillin? Because you put on tefillin. It's not chesed. You're getting it because you earned it. Then Hashem can give you the reward for the mitzvahs you did, which is why He created the world in the first place. Everything a person does, whether it's his thoughts, his speech, his deeds, whether he's not doing a love or whether he's doing an asay, Hayudi who should have propelled the Maisa Bereshis. He's a partner with Hashem in Maisa Bereshis. Because it's only through my deeds that a Kodesh Baruch Hu can do why He created the world, which is to give me good. Had he not done this mitzvah, the Kodesh Baruch Hu can't give you the reward. Why did Hashem create the world? To give you good. You just stopped Him from giving you the good. So therefore, the reason why Hashem created the world is not going to come to fruition. That's it, finished. Now, that's not talking about Hashem's essence. It's talking about the way Hashem created the world. and what he was galut to us. Don't think for 1 minute that Hashem's essence somehow he's chosir. We've said it, we're going to say it again and again and again until this sinks in. Nothing changes in Hashem ever. Not before I was created, not after I was created. Not I do the mitzvahs, I don't do the mitzvahs. In tzedatka ma noisen lo. If you did sitkas, if you did something, what do you give Hashem? You give him nothing. Lo chase klu. But in the way we relate to Hashem, in the way Hashem created the world, and he made the world in such a way, so in that revelation, that aspect of Hashem's gilu to us, this system works. But don't think in Hashem's essence for 1 minute that Hashem can't do what he wants when he wants to do it. He wants to give us the ultimate good, so therefore he kaviyachol holds himself back. But that doesn't mean that he's mugbal in any way, chas v'chalila, to think of. So in the way we relate to him and the way he relates to us here after my sabrations. But Hashem in his essence, in Ein Sof Baruch Hu, there's nothing to talk about. Yeah, you have to make this clear. We enable him to fulfill the reason why he created the world, which is to give. But if he's going to give, he's going to give you the best. Therefore, you have to earn it. You don't earn it, you stop him from fulfilling the purpose of my celebrations. That's only a yid, by the way. It's only a yid. There's nothing else in the Bria that can do this. Everything else in the Bria does exactly what it's supposed to do. There was never a molecule or a subatomic particle, an electron or a galaxy that ever, ever, ever did other than what it was created to do. Not a cockroach, not a cow, not a oig melech haboshen. Everything in the world did what it was supposed to do. That's because man can do that. Man did it to the animals. The animals didn't do it to themselves. We can pervert the rhythm. So Yisrael says that when you do what you're supposed to do, you lift up the world. When you don't, you schlep the world down. Chaya oilam not to besochenu. The whole life of the world is given over to our hands. When you do what you're supposed to do, ten ois lelokim b'may b'may simatovim. How do you give strength to Hashem kaviyochol by doing good things? And how do you matish? How do you weaken a kolish bochu in the world? But not doing good deeds. It's all beautifully set out there. You can even do it in English now, apparently. There's a translation. I once asked Rav Tetz about 30 years ago, why don't they translate the Nefesh HaChaim into English? He said, because then it wouldn't be the Nefesh HaChaim. He's right. But whatever, it's not a bad pirush, let's say. I don't know if you can't translate the Nefesh HaChaim. It's a good pirush in English. Get an overview of the Shulchan Aruch of Ashkof. But this is the Yesod, this is the Vort. And that's the incredible gift Hashem gave us. The whole Tachlis of the Bria is now in my hands. My hands. I am now totally responsible for the kium of the world. And he gave us a very, very frightening warning. Gave this to Adam Rishon, but it comes down to us. Ten daitcho, pay attention. Ten daitcho, shelo tekalkel v'tachrif esalomi, that you shouldn't destroy my world. That's amazing. We can destroy Hashem's world. Yeah. Hashem creates something, and something makes it well. It's not made in China. And if it says unbreakable, it means unbreakable. Well, Hashem, you can destroy Hashem's world. Ten daitcho shelo tekalkel v'tachrif esalomi. From this chazal we learned you can destroy the world. Pachad pachalim. You say, listen, I understand that a human being can destroy the world. He gets an atom bomb for sure. You don't need an atom bomb. Ten daitcha shelo tekalu tachriv esolomi. Gam hesach hadas mesugel ha'achiv. All you need is hesach hadas. Ten daitcho, pay attention. Shelo tekalkel tachriv esolomi. That means hesach hadas can also destroy the world. Kasher ein ten daitcho, when there's no ten daitcho, we're not paying attention. Ha'olam chasver l'nechrav. Kasher yudi einu noisen es daitcho al chelkoi v'al ha'shutfe shelo b'maisa breishis. When a Jew doesn't pay attention to his portion and his shares in maisa breishis, in the partnership that he has, the kach bilvad noitzachu ben noirish, tachlis oilam, einu mekayemes. There's enormous churban because the purpose of the bria is not being makayim. The factory is going bankrupt. When a Jew doesn't know this and he doesn't think about it and he's not involved with this, it's enough to destroy the world. Since the whole purpose of the Bria is in my hands, therefore I don't recognize the enormous value and the power that was given over to me. And the Olam Yad La'achriv Al Haaretz is called Tzadshel. I can destroy the whole world. If you don't know this, if you don't understand this, you're walking around lat lat destroying the world. V'kach amnam amru chazal. V'fisha oylam nidon acharuboy v'yochid nidon acharuboy. Osa mitzvah achas asro. Since the world is judged after the roiv, an individual is judged after the roiv, you do one mitzvah ashrov, praiseworthy, happy, she'achries atzmoy v'skula oylem l'kaf tzchus, because he moves the whole world to the tzchus. Oy v'averachas oylo, he does one avera, woe, she'achries atzmoy v'skula oylem l'kaf choyv, he moves the whole world into the choyv side. The whole kim of the world is dependent on us every moment. The same as HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked Adam Rishon, pay attention that you don't destroy my world. He's asking us all the time, knu daitchem, shelo techravi es olami akol tolu bochim. It's all up to us. On Rosh Hashanah, what are we doing? What are we doing on Rosh Hashanah? Everyone's been preparing 3 weeks for Rosh Hashanah. What are we doing on Rosh Hashanah? What's the goal?
Mamlich Hashem.
Mamlich Hashem. Who's Hashem? Melech Malchei Hamalochim. He's the King of Kings. So who's been Mamlich Hashem? Who? Us? No, but he's the King of Kings. That means you have to be a king to be Mamlich Hashem. Nachon? If Hashem is a king, so then the people Mamlich the king. But if he's the King of Kings, that means all the other kings come and be Mamlichim. So a person has to be a Melech before he can go into Rosh Hashanah. He has to understand that he's also a king. And he's coming to be Mamlich Melech Malchei Malochim. He's my king. But if you don't know you're a king, you can't be Mamlich Hashem. If you think you're one of the peasant workers and you're going in to be Mamlich, the King of Kings, they don't even let you into the room. Only kings can come and coronate the king. If you're not a king, they don't let you in. You can sit outside on the stands, you can watch a scene send laugh, you can watch the great coronation. Yeah, but you can't come and coronate the king if you're not wearing a crown, if you're not a king. That's the hachona for Rosh Hashanah. You better become a king before Rosh Hashanah. Although they don't let you in to be Mamlich, the King of Kings. You have to understand, Bishvili Nivra Olam. I have enormous power here. I'm a shutef with a king. I'm also a king. Now you can be Mamlich, the king, and understand Ein Od Milvado. Everything is Hashem. There's none of me. Nothing's me. The person that upset me yesterday is not him, it's Hashem. I've got nothing to be upset about, I've got nothing to worry about because I call Hashem. That's Mamlich Hashem. Total tranquility, menuchas hanefesh, v'yishuv adas. That's when you mamlich Hashem. You know everything's Hashem. But if you don't know you're a king, you're going in on Rosh Hashanah feeling like a second-class citizen or like a peasant, you're going in there to be mamlich, the King of Kings. They don't even let you into the room. You've got to stand outside and watch with binoculars. What do the goyim do? The goyim sit by watch and they watch the big presentation and they watch us being mamlich, King of Kings. You've got to be a king. Yeah. To do that, you have to understand, Bishvili Nivroila. The whole world is Nosin Biyodi. I'm responsible for the whole world. Now you can go and say to Hashem, you know what? I'm responsible for the whole world. But yeah, you take the kingship. You do everything. I'll do what I have to do. But it's all you, Hashem. Ein Oid Milvode, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. There's nothing other than you. That you can do now. But if you don't know that in yourself, so will you be Mamlich? Will you be Mamlich? First, you have to Mamlich yourself before you can Mamlich Hashem. That has something to do with sleep, but it's late now. Can we discuss what's a kesha? Hey, you ready for a hard morning's work?
Good. I'm not, so you'll do all the work.